听力课堂，听 class.com。
Page 34. Sides of Shanghai. Old and new, east and west, meet in Shanghai. Shanghai dazzles visitors with its variety of places new and old, east and west. New Shanghai begins at the airport with a step onto the Maglev, Shanghai's high-speed train. Reaching 431 kilometers an hour, it whisks travelers the 32 kilometers from the airport to Pudong in 8 minutes. Visitors disembark from the Maglev at Pudong, where Shanghai's modern side awaits right outside the station. New modern Pudong. 20 years of intense development has given Pudong and Shanghai a new skyline. People usually first notice the Oriental Pearl Tower, which has come to symbolize Shanghai. Besides serving as a TV and radio tower, the Oriental Pearl houses museums and a rotating restaurant. South of it stands the 421-meter-tall Jin Mao Tower, which has hosted base-jumping events from just above its 88th floor. The Shanghai World Financial Center, the city's tallest building, towers above both structures at 492 meters. The 100th floor observatory has glass floors, giving visitors a bird's-eye view of the city. The best view of Pudong's skyline, however, is from across the Huangpu River on a walk along the Bund. The historic Bund. The West's influence on Shanghai is very apparent on the Bund. European countries and America established concessions here between the early 1840s and 1943. Visiting the Bund takes one back to that era. 52 buildings, all built in fashionable European styles, line this famous section of East Zhongshan First Road. The HSBC building, which now houses the Shanghai Pudong Development Bank, dominates the Bund. Inside, visitors' gazes are drawn to colorful mosaics on the dome ceiling. Another remarkable building, the Customs House, stands next door. The clock on top, nicknamed Big Ching and similar in design to London's Big Ben, arrived from England in 1843. The Old Chinese City. Just south of the Bund, the traditional buildings and tiny lanes of the Old Chinese City take visitors back in time. Here, the Yuyuan Gardens are the main attraction. Built in 1577 by a government official for his parents, the Yuyuan Gardens occupy an area of 2 hectares. The carefully designed gardens, calm ponds, and exquisite buildings provide a respite for visitors. Nearby, Shanghai's Old Street is a great place to bargain for souvenirs. Exciting Nanjing Road. While the Bund and Old Chinese City interest history buffs, Nanjing Road excites shoppers. Shanghai's premier shopping destination, Nanjing Road boasts 5.5 kilometers of shops, malls, restaurants, and excitement. Colorful neon signs light up the street at night when thousands of people flood the area. The People's Square, which divides Nanjing East and West Roads, offers great cultural experiences, including the Shanghai Museum. The museum displays 120,000 pieces of ancient Chinese art, including impressive collections of bronzes, ceramics, and paintings. Trendy Xintiandi. Shanghai's past and present meet in Xintiandi, one of Shanghai's hottest nightlife destinations. Just 9 years ago, Xintiandi was a crowded old community of shabby Shikumen-style houses. Shikumen means stone gate. Today, restored Shikumin exteriors open into restaurants, shops, and art galleries. Photographer Guo Zhongyao comments, "In the 21st century, if you don't go to Xintiandi, then you haven't seen Shanghai." To truly experience Shanghai, one must explore all its sides. The beauty of the city lies in its old and new, west and east. Word bank. Dazzle. Daisy dazzled her friends when she showed them her diamond ring. Whisk. The elevator whisked us up to the top floor of the building. Financial. My financial planning consists of a savings account and some stock investments. Observatory. The observatory at the top of the mountain provides a grand view of the whole city. Era. We are living in an era of rapid communication and technological advances. Dominate. Google dominates web searches. Most people use that site to find things online. Attraction. The Eiffel Tower is the most famous tourist attraction in Paris. Bargain. Gina doesn't like to bargain. She prefers to buy at stores with fixed prices. Boast. This restaurant boasts the best beef noodles in town. Bronze. At the museum, I learned how people used bronzes thousands of years ago. Shabby. The house is a little shabby. It's old and some things need to be fixed. Restore. The restored castle now has a museum and restaurant inside. More information. Rotate. Base jump. Concession. Mosaic. Buff. Neon. Talk about it. What impresses you about Shanghai? Where would you like to visit if you could go there? Can you think of another city where Western and Eastern influences can be seen? Describe it. What new and old things exist where you live? Do you know of another place like Xintiandi that has been restored and is now a popular destination? Describe it.